We must always remember, saints, that our hearts, our spirits require to be nutrified or nourished and fed every day, each morning, by the Word of God. As a born-again creature, new creature in Christ, your spirit requires the nutrition and the life of Christ, which comes from ingesting or reading, studying the Word of God. Studying God's Word each morning as you awake assures that as Christ's disciple, you will be blessed to rightly divide the Word of God and not be misled or deceived by the many false prophets. Jesus promised would deceive many in this late hour before he returns. Matthew 24:11. Now, in this message, we're talking about the blessing or the blessings of Bible reading. Nothing replaces Bible reading. Revelation 1:3, blessed is he that readeth. Notice, blessed is he that readeth. Those who read the words of God are going to be blessed. And they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So God wants us to read and keep or do, obey, adhere to his words. The quickest and surest way to get blessed is to simply read God's word. Again, blessed is he that readeth. If you want to be blessed, you'll read the Word of God every day. You will nourish up your heart, 1 Timothy 4:6, with the words of God and be built up and able to be a blessing to others as you build up the body of Christ and you evangelize lost souls. This is so simple that most miss it. It's right under our noses. Blessed is he that readeth. Now, here's some of the blessings of reading the Word of God. I've got a list I put together here. Notice, Bible reading is the key to learning the things of God. Proverbs 22. On the text part of this message, titled The Blessings of Bible Reading, you will see all the biblical chapter and verse references. The first one being that Bible reading is the key to learning the things of God. Also, Bible study is paramount to spiritual growth. 1 Peter 2:2 says, desire the sincere, the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Amen. You're not going to grow. In fact, you're going to fall away. There is no neutral position with God in his kingdom. You're going to fall away if you don't nourish up your heart and mind daily in the word of God. You cannot sustain a life with Christ outside of the bread of his word and eating it daily. Okay, the next one, reading God's word etches the image of Christ upon the canvas of the heart. Amen. Okay, and the next one says, Bible reading instills the fear of God, the fear of the Lord, on the hearts of those who read God's word. Deuteronomy 4:10 says that God gave us his word in order to instill his fear in us. How many people know that fearing God is a divine command? Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12. So Deuteronomy 4:10 says, I will make them hear my words, and here's why, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Okay, the next blessing of the many that occurs and transpires as you read God's word daily is that Bible reading and obedience guarantee answered prayers. Now, I don't know about you, saints, but I sure want my prayers answered. I don't want any disconnect or anything standing before myself and the Lord, or before the Lord and myself. John 15:7, Jesus said, if you abide in me, after being saved, that is, if you remain in him, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Okay, the next blessing that the Bible tells us we receive from reading God's word is that the word gives us direction, right? Psalm 119, 105. The psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Okay, the next blessing that we receive from reading God's word is that Bible learning comforts the soul. Romans 15:4 speaks about the scriptures, the comfort of the scriptures. The next one, reading the Bible enhances one's intelligence and mind. Do you remember Psalm 119, verse 99 and 100? Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and the only topic it addresses, or the central topic in every single verse, is the written word of God, which we're talking about in this message that's titled, "The Blessings of Bible Reading." Now notice, one's intelligence and mind are enhanced by the words of God. There is no other book like the Bible. God only authored one book, and it's the Bible. And it's made up of 66 glorious books, that is, in the canon of the Bible. And holy men of God, the way we got the Bible is that holy men of God append the words of scriptures as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1, verses 19 through 21. So the psalmist says, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies," that's one of the many words the psalmist uses here concerning the written word, "for thy testimonies are my meditation." So the psalmist says that he has more understanding than even his teachers, because the testimonies of the written word of God was his meditation. Verse 100 of Psalm 119, "I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts." Again, precepts is another word referring to specifically the written word of God. Now, let me encourage you to read Psalm 119. It is 176 verses long. You may want to do it piecemeal, but nonetheless, please read Psalm 119. It will be a vital component to instill in our hearts the importance of the Word of God and all the many benefits of reading the Word of God. Notice the next one, Bible reading wards off or fends off the enemy. Psalm chapter 17, verse 4 says that I have kept myself from the paths of the destroyer by the word of God. Notice it says, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips. He's talking to the Lord. By the word of your lips, which we now have on record in the Bible. By the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. So reading and studying and heeding the word of God will keep us out of danger, danger that would have otherwise happened. All right, the next one, reading the Bible dispels darkness. Speaking of Psalm 119, remember Psalm 119, verse 130 says that the entrance of thy words giveth light. So as you take in the Word of God, as you read the Word of God, it is the light of God, and it's going to dispel the darkness in your heart. How about John 15, verse 3, which says, "Now ye are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you." We have that word on record in the Bible. And so when we read the Word of God, we get the action, the divine action of the washing of water by the Word, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. So Bible study clears and cleans the mind and the heart. What a blessing. Okay, how about Ephesians 6:17, which says the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And so studying the Word, the oracles of God, equips us for spiritual warfare or battle in this life. Bible reading washes the religion out of us, according to Jesus. Matthew 15:9, "But in vain the religionists," he's speaking to, "they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And then in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, Jesus said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." And again, Ephesians 5:26, as we get into the word, we receive the action of the washing of water by the word of God. Okay, studying the Word of God corrects our faulty teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We are corrected of any false notion or philosophy or doctrine as we study and adhere to the words of God. And the verse before that, 2 Timothy 3:15, brings us to our next blessing, the many blessings of reading and studying the Word of God daily. Bible reading imparts wisdom. Notice Paul, speaking to Timothy, his understudy, said that from a child, Timothy, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, the written word, which are able to do what? To make thee wise. Notice, reading and knowing the Bible and meditating on it imparts wisdom to the student or the disciple of Christ. Again, 2 Timothy 3:15, Paul tells Timothy, and that from a child, from a little boy, his mother and grandmother taught him the way of the Lord, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All right, the next blessing of poring over God's Word results in truth, divine truth, fully equipping us to minister His divine truth every day. The next one, the next blessing of the many of studying and reading God's Word daily, is that Bible reading fills the heart with joy. Jeremiah 15:16, the prophet said, thy words were found, he's talking to God, and I did eat or devour them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Amen. Let me stop right here and say this. There are so many professing Christians that are frantically running around trying to follow signs and wonders instead of walking in the Word. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Are you grounded in the Word? Because if you're not grounded in the Word, you're not grounded in Christ. If you want to see a man of God, you're going to see a man who devours and meditates upon the Word of God day and night. And the Bible says he's blessed. That's the only man that's blessed. Anybody else acting like they're blessed because they're successful or whatever in this world is completely deceived. The Bible says in Psalm 1, blessed, blessed, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, that is the man of God, is in the law or the word of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he is flourishing. Notice verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What a blessing. Okay, that's Psalm 1, verse 1 through 3. Now, continuing on with our list, a partial list of the myriad of blessings that are possessed by and that possess those who are true disciples, and therefore they study the Word of God daily, is that reading the Bible increases discernment. Now, we already read in Psalm 17:4 that the psalmist kept himself from the paths of Satan, the destroyer, because he heeded the Word of God. Also, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through 14, an absolutely fabulous passage, says the following. Hebrews 5, beginning in verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing that ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles or the written word of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of meat. So the writer of Hebrews, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is rebuking those he is speaking to, and that would include us, and saying, you ought to be teaching the Word of God, and now you need somebody else to come back and teach you the foundational doctrines of Christ. Again, verse 13, for everyone that uses milk, and that's a term meaning the basic elemental foundational truths and doctrines of the Lord found in His Word. In fact, just after this, in the beginning, the first three verses of Hebrews 6, the writer, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gives us the six principal or elemental foundational doctrines of Christ. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful, he's not matured in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. That doesn't mean he's not saved, but he's still a babe. But strong meat, in other words, the greater that which is beyond the foundational doctrines of Christ. But the foundation must be laid in order to get to those deeper truths. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. In other words, mature Christians. You can only become mature, and that's part of what this passage is communicating, through daily study of the Word of God and walking in it. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use, they know the Word and they walk in it, is what that refers to. Have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Notice, even the senses of the mature saints of Christ are exercised to discern both good and evil. And so Bible reading increases our discernment. That's the only way to have more discernment, including praying that the Lord, we find this in the Word, that one of the nine gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 is what? The discerning of spirits. Okay, the next blessing of the many of reading God's Word daily is that Bible study and reading increases our spiritual strength. Proverbs 24:5 says, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. So with the increase of the knowledge of the Word of God is going to be the increase of the strength of God in the student disciples of Jesus who read His Word daily. Now, Bible study excites and energizes our prayer. John 15:7, which we quoted earlier. The next one, Bible reading causes a spiritual fire inside of the heart of the disciple. Remember, Jeremiah, the prophet, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, he said, then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. Jeremiah was having a struggle with the Lord. He was doing a little complaining, not murmuring, but complaining here. And then he said he had made up his mind, basically, that he's no longer going to minister. But then he says, but his word, God's word, was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. In other words, the fire of God's word in me, even though I was struggling, I didn't understand what was going on and why God was allowing all of these things to come upon me. But even when I decided that, Lord, that's it, I need to hear from you, basically, or I'm not going to do the ministry any longer. Has anybody else ever been there? It's just like Jeremiah, that word is down in you and you can't even hold back. God has been so merciful. I know many of you can testify. And in the case of Jeremiah 20, verse 9, you can read that chapter. It's absolutely fascinating. And I believe all of us can relate to it. Maybe we've been through the same struggle. But Jeremiah said he tried to hold back the word because he was dealing with God and working stuff out, like Jacob who wrestled with God, right? I believe that's Genesis 32. But we know the Lord came out on top there, huh? Caused Jacob to walk with a limp. In other words, caused him to rely, to lean on and lean into the Lord and trust him in a much deeper way. And so Jeremiah said, Lord, your word was in me. It was like a burning fire shut up in my bones. It was all the way in to the marrow of my bones. It permeated my whole body and life and spirit and soul. And I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay. I couldn't stop but preach the gospel. The Bible, when it's in us, as we digest it, as we ingest it, we take it in daily, it's going to be a spiritual fire. Jeremiah said a burning fire all the way into his bones. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. All right, the next one, Bible reading increases our faith. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, not only the knowledge of the word of God, but believing God, taking him at his word and believing him. We will recall that the Israelites received the word preached to them, but it did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. And that's going to be Hebrews 4:2. Okay, the next one, reading the Bible stirs up evangelism. Remember Romans chapter 10, where Paul says, how shall they hear without a preacher, right? Romans 10. And How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed thy report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So being nourished up with the words of God, 1 Timothy 4:6, is going to cause a burning fire in you to evangelize others, to do the great commission, to build up and feed the body of Christ, and to evangelize the lost. And if you're not actively involved in Christ's great commission, you're not in the will of God. It does not matter how good of a so-called church member you are. You're out of the will of God. God didn't call you to be a good church member. He called you to seek his face, to live a life of prayer, to fast and pray, to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him, and go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. That's all biblical right there, every bit of it. Okay, Bible reading makes one sure of his salvation and more confident in the Lord. Notice John chapter 20, verse 31. The Bible says in John 20, verse 31, but these things, that is those things in the Bible, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. So the scripture tells us right here why we have the Bible, and that's that we would believe on Jesus Christ, who is the central theme of all of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. So that's why we have the Bible, so we could believe and have life through the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Okay, Bible reading comforts the heart in times of trouble. Notice Psalm chapter, again, our most frequented chapter, Psalm 119. Notice in verse 50, the psalmist says, this is my comfort in my affliction. Here it is. For thy word hath quickened me. It has made me alive and quickened me in his times of distress when he needed comfort. How about verse 76 of Psalm 119? The scripture says, let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. So the word of God, it was the comfort of the psalmist. And then one more, Psalm 119, same chapter, verse 171 says, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes or thy word. All right, Bible learning, Bible reading imparts wisdom to the believer. Remember Psalm chapter 19, verse 7, which states, the law or the word of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So the word of God, when it's in us, it imparts the wisdom of God, because the word of God is the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is the word of God. Now notice Acts chapter 20, verse 32, where we read that studying God's word builds up the disciple in the faith of Christ. Notice Acts 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. The word of God is the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. How many people know ingesting the word of God is going to build you up? And if you're not studying and reading and ingesting and taking in the word of God daily, you are weak and you are falling away and you have backslidden. But when you get in the word of God, you're going to be immediately built up in Christ. It's able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word of God is an absolute necessity to every born-again saint. That is your spiritual food, and without it, you're going to famish and you're going to fall away. Okay, Bible reading sanctifies the Christian. Jesus prayed to the Father. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Okay, the final one of the many benefits of studying God's word is that the Bible reveals Christ to the heart of the believing reader. Notice the book of John, chapter 5, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 39. The scripture says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Notice they, the Holy Scriptures, are they which testify of me. Jesus Christ is the grand topic of all of Scripture. Notice there are wondrous things to behold, to discover in God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 18. "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law," or thy word. Psalm 119, verse 18. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask for the burning fire, as Jeremiah put it, in the depth of our being, all the way to the marrow of our bones. We ask you to light us up, God, quicken us in thy holy fear, that we might hasten to thy feet, O God, and camp round about thy feet, and to know and to ingest and to love you and to love your word and to have your holy fear imparted into us. And we know that we're going to increase in strength. Our prayers are going to be energized. Our hearts and minds are going to be continually washed by the water of thy word. And all of the darkness that tries to enter or that may be resident in us will be dispelled by the light of your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.